From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. German police say the gunman responsible for killing as many as 9 people and wounding several others at a Munich shopping center Friday has taken his own life. Police initially suspected as many as 3 suspects were involved in what German media say police describe as an act of terrorism. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is planning an emergency meeting in Berlin Saturday of the Security Council to address the attacks in Munich. During the aftermath of the shooting, VOA spoke with an American in Munich.
Initially, it was pretty scary at the train station. People just started rushing in once the activity was happening outside. And, there was definitely a palpable fear. And then it was silence, and then everybody rushed back in to sort of secure locations inside the train station, even though they'd shut it down. And the police kept everybody in one area until they started to allow people to go. And just making sure that everything was secure.
Police earlier had urged people to avoid public places and stay indoors. The U.S. State Department also issued an advisory to Americans in Munich to shelter in place. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding 4 people before police shot him dead. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack. Stay with VOA for the very latest developments on this story. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. had no knowledge or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused a U.S.-based Muslim cleric or his followers of being behind the failed coup to take over the Turkish government. Obama said he told President Erdogan this week by phone the U.S. had no involvement in the government takeover attempt. This is